A tale of skill, strategy, and magnificent machinery. Can anyone engineer a jackpot today? Let's find out on Tipping Point. Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players all hoping to win thousands today.
I'm Hannah, a nurse from Hertfordshire.
I'm Paul, a math teacher from Glasgow.
I'm Julie, a clerical worker from Essex.
I'm Keith, an accountant from Warsaw.
Good luck to all of you. Let's play Tipping Point. In round one, you each start with three counters. The questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz in and give me a correct answer, you have a choice to make. You can either choose to play one of your counters into the machine, or if you think she's not quite ready to pay out yet, you can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Most of the counters you get out of the machine will be worth £50 to your score. That includes our mystery counters, which of course come with a bonus prize. But also nestled in the machine are two of our double counters. If one of those falls for you, it doubles the entire value of your drop. As always, the person in last place at the end of this round will be eliminated from the game and they'll go home with absolutely nothing. So keep your eyes on the double counters because they could change everything. Everybody ready? Hands on your buzzers. Here comes your first question. In EastEnders, Mick Carter, Alfie Moon and Grant Mitchell have been landlords of which pub? Julie.
The Queen Vic.
Yes, it is the Queen Vic. So, Julie, would you like to start by playing or would you like to pass?
I'm going to pass, I think.
Who are you
going
to pass to?
I'll pass to Keith.
Keith.
OK.
It's almost like she couldn't see you there with that shirt on.
Bit subtle, isn't it?
Very subtle. Keith, we don't want anything subtle about this drop, though. We need to get something out. Where are you going to put it?
I'm going to go for drop zone one, Ben.
Bar up drop zone one for Keith, please. Clean drop there, yeah. Keith. Is that where you wanted it?
Absolutely. I'm trying to get that double.
Ah, OK. Fair enough. Eyes on it. Are you going to slide alongside it? Maybe take it.
Yes!
Exactly what you did, Julie. Three counters across the tipping point, £150. And you got hold of the first double as well, so let's give you another £150. So you finish up with £300 off that first drop. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So £300, Keith, with two counters left.
Lovely.
Next question. John Motson is a famous commentator in which... Paul.
Football.
Yeah, in which sport? It is football, of course. Paul, would you like to play or pass?
I'd like to play, Ben.
Where are you going
to
go?
Drop zone three, please.
All right, drop zone three for us, please. What are you thinking there, Paul?
Are you a bit worried about that?
Got it flat?
Nice and flat. Good, good.
Gotta get something over.
Here we go.
Needs to have a decent shot. Yes.
Oh, nice. Well, good, good.
Little bounce up. And four across the tipping point for you there, Paul.
Great.
Well done. That's £200. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. That puts you just behind Keith. You have £200 with two counters left. Next question. Who was the Prime Minister of the UK when George W. Bush took office as US President? Keith.
Tony Blair.
Yes, in 2001. Keith, you've got two counters. Would you like to play or would you like to pass?
I'd like to play again, Ben.
Where are you
and going? I'm going to stop with drop zone one. It was good for me last time.
Light up drop zone one, please. It out. Can we get some? Oh! You set it up very nicely, but nothing is going to drop for you. Down to your last counter now. Next question. On a compass, which point is directly opposite northeast? Keith.
Southwest.
That's right. No problems there, Keith. Now, one counter left. You want to play?
Yeah, I think I've got to stop in drop zone one, Ben.
Fire up drop zone one, please. Last one here, Keith. Good luck. Oh, you got a drop. They'll be yours when they go. So that's three across the tipping points.
Absolutely.
Maybe get some more. It's almost a double drop for you now, Keith. This is very good. Another two to add to the three that fell on the first push. So that's five counters across the tipping point.
Thank you, Ben.
£250. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. Keith, you finish up with £550. You have used all three of your counters now, though, so for the time being, you're out of the round. Next question. In 1986, American singer Cyndi Lauper had a top 20 hit called True What? Julie.
True Colours.
Yes. No problems, Julie. Well done. So, would you like to play or pass?
I'm going to play this time.
Where are you going to
go? I'm going to go Drop Zone 1.
Light up Drop Zone 1 for us, please. What do you reckon, Julie? Not sure.
Hoping. Stay optimistic.
Always optimistic. Come on. Nice big shove here. Get those three over. Go on. Go on.
Yes.
Well done.
What about the tipping point? Got any for us? Two. Including a very excitable one that's still rolling around on the floor. So two across the tipping point, including that one that's right in the middle of the floor there. That's £100. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. You're off the mark, Julie. £100. Two counters left to play. Next question. In medicine, which disease is often abbreviated to the letters TB? Hannah.
Tuberculosis.
Yes, well done, Hannah. As a nurse, you've got to get that one, haven't you? Right then, would you like to play or pass?
I'll play, I think, please.
Where are you going to go?
I'll go for Drop Zone 1, please, Ben.
Line up Drop Zone 1, please. Tipping point looks good.
Oh, no.
Wrong side for the ones you're after.
I wanted to go on the right.
Got something over, what about?
Maybe.
Spreading those.
Oh, no.
Hannah, that's seven counters. They finally fell for you. £350. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. That puts you into second place on £350. Hannah, still got two counters left to play.
Thank you.
Next question. A cattery is a boarding or breeding establishment for which domestic animal? Hannah?
Cats.
Yes. Would you like to play or pass?
I'll play, please.
Hannah, where would you like to play?
I'll go for Drop Zone 3 this time, please,
sir. Drop Zone 3 for us this time, please. Oh, no. It's dropped like a stone.
Oh.
It's flat.
It's probably not going to push anything over, though.
Yeah, it's about that mystery. Is it aiming at the mystery? Yes, it is. Well done. Four across the tipping point right there, Hannah. That's £200. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. So that takes you up to £550. And you've also got the first of our mystery prizes, Hannah. You've won yourself a Thames speedboat ride courtesy of London Rib Voyages.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
Good news, you have one more counter left to play as well. Next question. In the 2003 film The Last Samurai, which Hollywood actor starred as lead character Captain Nathan Paul?
It was Tom Cruise.
Captain Nathan Algren. Yes, it was Tom Cruise, Paul. Well done. You've got two counters. Would you like to play or pass?
I think I'm going to play this time.
OK, where are you going to go?
I think I'll try Drop Zone 1.
Fire up Drop Zone 1, please. Anything there? Not sure, Paul. It's a bit of a risk.
That was a risk.
That was a waste. Nothing from that, I'm afraid. Paul? Nothing drops there. One more counter left to play. Next question. Traditionally used as a weapon, what is the name of the curved toy designed to return to the person who throws it? Hannah.
A boomerang.
Yes. Well done, Hannah. Would you like to play or pass?
I'll play, please.
Where are you going to play?
I'm going to try Drop Zone 4 this time, please, Ben.
Light up Drop Zone 4, please. This is your last counter now, Hannah. Ooh, nice. Plummet drop. Just fell a bit too soon, those, didn't they?
Yeah.
Can you get that silver one? That might help. Give them a nice shove.
Oh, you've
got
bad.
A couple more. Finish with another few, which will give you the lead. Two across the tipping point there, Hannah. That's £100. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So you finish up with £650. You've used all three of your counters, so for the time being, you're out of the round. Just Paul and Julie left in. Next question. In which Roald Dahl novel does Mike TV find one of Willy Wonka's golden tickets? Paul.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
I can't accept that, Paul. It's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Willy Wonka, of course, is the guy that owns the factory. Paul, we have to steal the counter from you. That goes into the penalty pot. You'll all be playing for that at the end of the round. It also means you've used up your last counter, so for the time being, you're out of the round. Julie, just you left in. Because it is just you, you don't need to use your button. You do need to give me the correct answer to these two questions to put the counter in the machine. You need to do it in the allotted time as well. So if you're not sure, try and have a guess.
OK.
Here we go, Julie, your first question. What type of dairy foodstuff is Stinking Bishop?
Cheese.
Yes. Love a bit of Stinking Bishop.
I'm going to try Drop Zone 4, please, Ben.
Fire up Drop Zone 4 for us, please. Another clean drop.
Oh, unlucky. No.
Nothing there.
Next.
Dave, set top up nicely. Next question. Meteorologist Edward Lorenz proposed the theory that a hurricane can be affected by the flapping of which insect's wings?
Oh, I'm not sure about this one.
The butterflies, the butterfly effects. So, Julie, we have to steal a counter from you.
Okay.
That goes into the penalty pot. So, as things stand, Hannah is our leader with £650, just ahead of Keith on £550. Paul has £200, Julie £100. But it's not over yet. There are two counters in the penalty pot, both up for grabs now as I ask one more question. If you buzz in and give me the correct answer to this question, you put both counters in the machine. If you buzz in and give me the wrong answer, you will be frozen out. Julie, it's your last chance.
Okay.
You need to try and give me the correct answer to have a shot at going through to the next round. Good luck, everybody. Here comes your penalty pot question. In maths, what is 8/10 expressed as a percentage? Keith.
80%.
It is 80%. Julie, I'm afraid that means you are going to be going home. Keith, you've got two counters put into the machine. Where would you like to start?
OK, I'll go Drop Zone 1. It's been good for me so far.
Light up Drop Zone 1, please. Is that kind of where you wanted it?
Too far over the left, I think.
Need a bit of lateral to get firm. There you go. Yep. Could be good now, though. Bit of a gap on the tipping point. There's those two. So that's two across the tipping point. So £100 there, Keith, for that first drop. And you've got one more to put in.
OK, I'm going to go right over the other side to Drop Zone 4, please,
OK, line up Drop Zone 4. There you go. Could be good,
flat,
couldn't it?
Bit of movement there.
Yeah, go on, go on. We've got a couple, a nice broad shove. Yes,
good,
very
finish.
Nice. Six across the tipping point. That's another £300. So with those two penalty pot counters, that's £400. Very well done. Let's take it from the machine, put it into your bank. And Keith now is our leader with £950, ahead of Hannah on £650 and Paul on £200. Julie, I'm afraid that means with £100 we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
So join us after the break to see which of today's three remaining players will win through to our head-to-head and a shot at our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a bit. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where Hannah, Paul and Keith have all survived to play in round two. In this round, they'll each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters to come out are worth £50, with the exception, of course, of the bonus double counter. There is still one left in there. The person with the lowest score at the end of the round will leave the game with absolutely nothing. So, Keith, you are our leader, thanks to the penalty pot, so it's your choice. Would you like to take on the machine first, or would you like to pass it to one of the others?
Well, it's looking a bit sparse on the top, so I think I'm going to pass it to Paul.
OK, Paul. You get 30 seconds to start us off. Every time you give me a correct answer, I'll give you another counter to put into the machine. If you're not sure, just say pass and move on.
OK.
You ready?
Yeah.
Your time starts now. So Steve Redgrave won 5 Olympic gold medals in which sport?
Rowing.
Correct. Which Oscar-winning film starred Heath Ledger and Jake Gyllenhaal as two cowboys who fall in love?
Brokeback Mountain.
Correct. Who was the first female prime minister of Pakistan?
Pass.
Benazir Bhutto. In the nursery rhyme that bears his name, Georgie Porgy kissed the girls and made them what?
Right.
Correct. Discovered by Isaac Newton, which scientific force causes...
Gravity.
Correct. Which ancient African civilization worshipped gods including Osiris, Anubis and Thoth?
Pass.
It's Egypt. 4 right. Paul, well done. 4
Thank
correct
you.
Answers. Where are you going to start?
I think I'll try Drop Zone 4, please.
OK,
Ben.
Light up Drop Zone 4. Nice looking top shelf there, isn't there?
Fingers crossed.
Nine counters is Hannah. That's your first challenge, Paul.
OK, great. Thank you. Nice and flat, thank goodness.
Oh, it's just a bit of a... There's some movement there as well. Oh, can you see them? Oh. Now, the question is, did they get flat or are they riding? You need them flat.
Hopefully one or two flat, hopefully.
Oh, I think they were just a little bit riding. Poor, hard luck. You got them over in the end, but I think they fell just a bit too deep on the shelf, so you've got a stack down there. Where would you like to go with the next three?
I think I'll stick with drop zone four again, please, Ben.
OK, we're going to load up drop zone four. Back to top shelf now, though, Paul.
Fingers crossed here. Keep them nice and flat.
Real plummet, that one.
It was quick.
Oh, straight in, Paul. Just that went over, I'm afraid. So, Paul, you're down to two counters now.
We call a rider a Winona in our house.
A Winona in your house, is it?
Drop zone four again, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone four, please. No more Winonas here, Paul.
All my eggs in one basket.
Got it down. That's flat. Here we go. Now, come on, let's get some money. Crossed. Still. What do you want to do with your last counter, Paul?
I think I'll just stick with drop zone four.
OK, load up drop zone four, please. Come on now, Paul. Let's put a lot of work into this. It's gone the other side.
It's gone the wrong side, I think, yeah.
I'm not sure. What do you think?
At least it's flat.
It is flat.
At least it's flat.
You're going to need some magic shove here.
I think so.
Go on now. So you've managed to stack the bottom shelf. You've restocked the top shelf as well with all four of your counters.
Yeah,
not one has come out, Paul. I'm afraid that means you will be going home at the end of the round.
Thanks, Ben.
So, Keith, we come back to you. You're still our leader, so it's your choice. You can take on the machine or you could pass to Hannah.
I think after that, I'm going to have to play.
OK, 30 seconds for you then, Keith. Your time starts now. In fashion, on what part of the body is a bandana traditionally worn?
The head.
Correct. Canterbury Cathedral is located in which county in the southeast?
Kent.
Correct. Moorfields Hospital in London focuses primarily on treating which part of the human body?
Heart.
The eye. What is the surname of the BG brothers, Barry, Morris and Robin?
Gibb.
Correct. The computing acronym CPU stands for Central Processing What?
Unit.
Correct. Which film starring Glenn Close and Michael Douglas was adapted into a West End theatre show in 2014?
Basic Instinct.
Fatal Attraction. The Duke of Edinburgh and Prince Andrew both served in which of the armed forces?
The army.
It was the navy, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. Keith, not to worry. You two, like Paul, got four right, so it's four counters to put in. Where are you going to go?
Okay. Well, I think it's got to be drop zone four.
Yeah. Let's light up drop zone four, please. This will be the eighth counter into drop zone four. Paul has stacked both shelves. Got it down.
I think anywhere should be okay.
Should be good. Yeah.
Got one over. Is it going to be strong enough to shift a few?
Oh,
look at the overhang there of drop zone four. That's sensational.
I'm glad that wasn't the last one.
No. You are making it look even more inviting, Keith. You've got three to put in.
Yeah, I think it's drop zone four.
Fire up, please.
Happy with that.
Down. Yep, got a silver one over. Is the going to go now? Yeah, there you go.
Lovely.
They had to fall eventually.
Absolutely.
Keith, 10 drop for you there. 10 counter drop. £500. You've still got two more to put in.
Drop zone four, please, Ben.
Load up drop zone four again. Gone left again.
Yeah.
Kind of rinsed that side, haven't he?
Oh,
okay,
just
so
the edge.
Fill the shelf again. Got one more to put in, Keith.
And I'll stay in drop zone four, please.
Drop zone four, one last time, please. Do it on the right this time, couldn't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's where that mystery is, and there's a nice cluster there. So, with your last drop. There you go. Silver one across. Watch
Come
them
on
drop.
Then.
Yes.
Well done. Keith, that's another 8 across the tipping points, another £400. It's a very, very good score. Let's take £900 from the machine and put it into your bank. That takes you £1,850, Keith. And, of course, you've got yourself a mystery prize as well, which is a glamping break, courtesy of Treat Me Experience Days and Gifts.
Well, that'd be interesting.
You'll have a fabulous time. Well done, Keith. £1,850 is a great score. So, Hannah, just you left in now. 30 seconds to answer as many questions as you can correctly.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Your time starts now. Little Mix and One Direction were formed on which TV talent show?
X Factor.
Correct. According to the proverb, procrastination is the thief of what?
Past.
Time. Which Antarctic explorer is remembered for his parting statement, I'm just going outside and maybe some time?
Past.
Captain Oates. Dinghy, canoe and kayak are modes of what type of transport?
Boat.
Correct. In the classic version of the board game Trivial Pursuit, what colour was the science and nature category?
Green.
Yes. According to legend, who was the adulterous wife of King Arthur?
Pass.
Guinevere. Which variety of worm was once used by physicians to bleed patients?
Leech.
It was leeches. We're out of time for the leeches, unfortunately. But you did get 3 right, Hannah. Okay. So 3 chances to get some money. That double's still in there as well.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go for Drop Zone 3, please.
OK, let's load up Drop Zone 3. Some nicely placed counters, Hannah.
Oh,
that's a rapid drop, wasn't it?
That was quick. I don't think that's going to do anything, though.
You might get a silver one. There you go. Let's just shove some of these towards the edge. And we've got 2 there. OK, we'll take those 2. That's £100 across the tipping points. So we've got 2 more to put in, Hannah.
I think I'll stick with Drop Zone 3, I think, please.
Fire up Drop Zone 3 again, please. Right-hand side now, machine. Come on.
Yeah, right-hand side.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Now, come on.
Come on, come
Get
on.
Get on it. Get on it. Yes! Oh, ooh, very nice.
Well done.
That was a great drop across the top shelf. Not so many on the bottom.
No.
2 more across the tipping point, so another £100 to add in.
I'm going to stick with Drop Zone 3, please, then.
OK, let's see if we can make it work. Line up Drop Zone 3, please. Not sure where you've got to put this. Come on, give it
Come
a nearly
on.
Big shove on the...
No!
Unlucky. Very, very close, Hannah. Unfortunately, no more to add. Let's take the £200 and put it into your bank. And at the end of the round, Keith is leading with £1,850 ahead of Hannah on £850. Paul, I'm afraid that means with £200 we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
So it's Hannah and Keith who'll be going head to head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a couple of minutes. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where just 2 players remain, Hannah and Keith. It's time to find out which of our contestants will be taking on the machine for our £10,000 jackpot. In this round, you're each going to be asked 3 questions alternately. On your question, you can choose to answer or you can pass it to your opponent. If you give me a correct answer, you put your counter into the machine. If you give me a wrong answer, your opponent puts the counter into the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of the round will be today's winner and will be playing for £10,000. Keith, you are our leader, so it's your choice. Would you like to keep control of the machine or would you like to pass it to Hannah?
I think I'm going to play first, if I may.
You certainly can. First question for you, Keith. Which American screen star of the 1950s and 60s was born Doris Kappelhoff in 1924? You can pass this, Keith, if you're not sure.
Well, I don't know the answer. It would be an absolute guess. So I think I'm going to have to pass it to Hannah.
Right then, Hannah.
Total guess, Doris Day.
Hannah, this would be a great steal. Was Doris Kappelhoff also known as Doris Day? Yes, she was. Oh.
Well done.
Hannah, great stuff. Very well done. Now then, you get to put the counter into the machine.
I'm going to have to stick with Drop Zone 3, please.
Load up Drop Zone 3 for us, please. Double is nestled in there somewhere. Just need to get something over.
No.
It's a bit of a gap there, isn't there?
Right
that
in the middle,
wasn't
isn't it?
Where I wanted it. Oh, and it's riding.
It is riding.
That wasn't what I wanted at all.
That's a relief for me.
OK, not to worry. Important thing, Hannah, is you keep control, because it's time for your first question. What is the name of the traditional German food item that translates into English as fried sausage?
I think that I know it.
OK.
Maybe. Is it bratwurst?
You've gone with bratwurst. Keith?
Yeah, I'd have gone for that.
You would have gone with the same thing?
Yeah.
Is the answer bratwurst? Yes, it is. No problems there, Hannah. Well done. Another counter for you. Where are you going to put it?
Drop zone 3 again, please.
Let's have it, please. Light it up.
Need it right in the middle, I think.
Yeah, right behind that silver counter, on the money. Still looking for 20 counters.
Oh, it's gonna go in the gap.
Can we maybe get some lateral movement? Come on now.
Go on.
So this has worked out very nicely for Keith. Both those counters have gone in and Hannah hasn't been able to get anything out. So, Keith, you're still £1,000 ahead. And we come to you for your second question. Originally used as an insult, what art term is commonly used to describe the group of painters Monet, Renoir and Degas?
Yeah, I'm not totally convinced. I'm just wondering if Hannah would know the answer. I'm going to pass.
Passed it. Right, Hannah. Great opportunity again.
I can only really think of one word and it's probably completely wrong. Impressionist?
You've gone with impressionist. Is the answer impressionist? Yes, it is. They were all impressionists. Hannah, great stuff. You're finding the answers from somewhere.
I don't know where it's coming from.
It's right. Let's put the counter in now, Hannah. Let's get some money out.
So I think I'm going to have to stick with drop zone 3.
Let's load up drop zone 3, please. Go now. Can we get that black counter, maybe the silver one? Yes. OK, here we go. Surely. Yes! Well done, Hannah.
That was what I needed.
That is 8 across the tipping points. A lovely drop, £400. When we take it from the machine and put it into your bank, the gap has closed dramatically. And crucially, Hannah, you keep control. It's time for your second question. Launched on June 6th, 1944, the Allied invasion of Western Europe saw troops landing on the beaches of which country? You can pass this to Keith if you're not sure.
I think that Keith will know. So I'm going to play.
OK.
I'm going to go with France.
You've gone with France. Is the answer France? Yes, it is. Hannah, going very well indeed. So, what do you think?
I might try drop zone 2 this time, please, Ben.
OK, light up drop zone 2 for us, please. Get over. There you go.
Oh. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, now then. Come on. Be good.
Go on, go on.
A nice double shove would be good, wouldn't it? Go on, go on, go on, go on, go on. Oh, no! Hannah! One more across the tipping point. So it's £50 there. Let's take it and put it into your bank. So you go up to £1,300, Hannah. Keith, we come to you for your third and final question. Which metallic element has the chemical symbol CD? You can pass this to Hannah.
Do you know what? I'm gonna risk it and pass it over to Hannah.
Right then, Hannah.
Yeah, I really don't know.
Can you think of anything?
Chloride, but I don't think that is. I think that's Cl, so I'll go with chloride.
Keith, if I pushed you, would you have come up with something? What would you have said, maybe?
Possibly cadmium.
Cadmium.
Yeah.
Let's find out. Is the answer chloride? It was cadmium.
Okay.
So you would have found the answer. So Hannah finally stumbles in this round. Keith, you get to put a counter in. Where are you going to put it?
Well, I suppose I've got to pick up on drop zone 2, haven't I?
Light it up, please.
Flat.
On the other side.
Yeah, it's nice and flat.
Is it going to get them over? Yeah.
Couple there.
And what about
a few hanging
point?
Over?
Oh, ooh. Goodness me. That's a great overhang along drop zone 2. So, £1,850 where you stay. Hannah, we come to you for your third and final question. Paddy Clark, Ha Ha Ha, The Van and The Snapper are all novels by which award-winning Irish writer?
I really, really don't know, so I'm going to have to pass it to Keith.
Great chance here, Keith. If you can give me the right answer, you're playing for £10,000. Have you got any ideas?
Roald Dahl.
You've gone with Roald Dahl?
Yeah.
Because you've got to give me something.
I've got to give you an author.
You do have to give me an author, and he was an author. Yeah. Is it Roald Dahl?
No.
No, you're not far away. It's Roddy Doyle.
What? Such with the same initials.
It does? Hannah, this is it then. Your last chance. One counter. Need 11 out of the machine.
I'm gonna go for drop zone 2, please.
Fire up drop zone 2, please. We need something over. There are a few along that tipping point. If you can find the key and unlock the money. There you go.
Yeah, that's come on. Chance.
Good shove, good shove.
Oh,
here we go. We're looking for 11.
Please.
Oh, no. And there's one just dropped. Just keep an eye on it. I think it's riding
that's
up,
riding,
so...
riding, yeah.
I'm not sure it's going to offer you anything extra. Just the two, Hannah. It's not going to be enough. £100. Let's take that from the machine and put it straight into your bank. So, Keith is today's winner with £1,850. Well done, Keith.
Thank you.
Hannah, I'm afraid you gave it a great shot and you did brilliantly in that round, but with £1,400, we have found your tipping point. But, of course, you have got your speedboat ride up the Thames.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for playing, Hannah.
Thanks.
Congratulations, Keith. You are our winner today. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put this, our jackpot counter, into the machine. It's a little bit bigger, but it is a whole lot better because if you can get it out again, you're going to go home with £10,000.
Fantastic.
Can Keith master the machine by finding his £10,000 tipping point? We'll find out after the break. Welcome back to the final part of Tipping Point. Keith here is our winner today. He's got himself £1,850. Very well done.
Thank you, Ben.
Bit touch and go in that last round.
It was. It wasn't the best round for me.
Now then, £1,850, Keith, is a lovely amount of money. We would be delighted to send you home with £10,000, though. What would you do with the money?
Well, we've been travelling around America over the last few years and we're visiting all the states that we can get to and we'll tick a few more off with that money, I think.
OK, well, fingers crossed we can hopefully do that for you. It'd be a lovely way for you to spend some time with the family and carry on some of that travelling.
Yep.
Time now to find out whether Keith's going to win our £10,000 jackpot. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put our jackpot counter into the machine. If you want to go home with 10 grand, Keith, all you need to do is get out again. Here's how you're going to do it. I'm going to show you six question categories. For each category, you can choose to play one, two or three counters into the machine. The more counters you play for, the harder the question's going to be. But the more counters you win, the easier it should be to get the jackpot counter out. So we need to put the jackpot counter into the machine somewhere. What are your thoughts, Keith?
Drop zone one, please.
Light it up, please. Fifth time you've used it. It's been pretty good so far. Okay, now where's that going to end? We'll shift slightly. Not too bad.
A few more over.
Yeah, we should do. Let's have a start with a few. Very nice.
Yeah.
So four to get us started. Let's add in £200. The money's already over £2,000. £2,050. Jackpot counter nice and flat. Let's take a look at your endgame subjects, Keith. Awards, geography, astronomy, sport, history and celebrities. You can play them in any order you like, so when you're ready, if you'd like to give me your first category and for how many counters?
Well, I'm not too sure about the astronomy stuff, so, you know, I think that's probably going to be the one to get out of the way.
OK.
And as I don't know anything about it, I might as well just go for the three.
All right, the right answer's going to be there, isn't it? Just got to find it. Astronomy for three counters, please. In astronomy, what is a red giant? A moon, a star or a planet?
Well, it is an absolute guess as far as this is concerned. So I'm going to have a guess and go with star.
We're going to go with star, please. It'd be a great start if it is star, three counters to get us on our way. Let's find out. Is a red giant a star?
Whoa.
It's essentially a dying star.
Oh, right.
What happens? It burns up and burns up and then eventually dies. Well done. Great find. Three counters.
Jolly good. Well, drop zone one then, please.
Light it up, please. There you go.
He's behind him a little bit.
Come on, get on it. Nice shot. Over to the wall. Take that as well.
Two more through.
Hey.
There we go.
So that's three across the tipping point. So we add in another £150. We're up to £2,200. Where now?
Drop zone one again, please.
Light it up, please.
Oh,
rolling across.
Now let's get flat.
That's riding.
It is. Just a smidge, which will be enough to make it pretty ineffective. Oh, hello.
Ooh, bit of movement.
A little
there.
Nudge, which is okay. One more to go.
And in drop zone one, please.
Fire up, please.
Keep it away from it.
Couple here, let's clear the shelf. Very nice. So that's another six across the tipping point, number £300. The money goes up very nicely, £2,500. Let's go back to the categories.
Right, well, following the good one on astronomy, I might as well go with another weaker subject, and I'll go with history.
OK, so history, what about this time for history?
And let's hope it happens again, and we'll go for three.
All right, we'll have a history question for three counters, please. In 1949, the signing of the Washington Treaty led to the creation of which organisation? The FBI, NATO or the UN? Do you remember this?
I think I've got an idea.
OK.
I'm sure that NATO was created after the Second World War, so I'm going to go with NATO.
Should we like that one, then?
Please, Ben.
We're going to take NATO, please. Is that the right answer? Yes.
Good.
Very well done. Great stuff, Keith.
Thank you.
Very well so far. Where now?
Drop zone one.
Fire up, please. All we need to do is drop one right behind that jackpot counter.
Oh. It's a mystery counter there that could make its way over.
Could be, couldn't it? Nothing. Nope. Stay in there. OK, nothing for your first drop.
OK, still in drop zone one then, please.
Light it up, please. It.
That's where we wanted it.
It's going to slide up behind it. Nicely. There's £50. So we got to £2,550. One more to put in.
And drop zone one.
Light it up, please. OK, just changed its mind, didn't it?
Yeah.
Let's get that little clump over. Go on. Here we go. Got a nice tidy shelf now. Just filled a hole.
Found the gap.
So we've lined them up nicely on the top shelf, very ordered. The jackpot counter is on the edge as well, which is great, and we've got plenty more still to plunder in the bottom shelf. Let's go back to the categories. Awards, geography, sport and celebrities.
I think I'll stop at the top and go with awards, please, Ben.
All right, for how many?
For three, please.
Awards for three counters, please. The Antoinette Perry Awards for Excellence in Theatre are better known by what name? Tonys, Emmys or Grammys? Have you heard of them?
No, I haven't. So it's going to be a pure guess. And I'm going to go with Emmys.
Emmys?
Yes.
We're going to take Emmys, please. So the Antoinette Perry Awards for Excellence in Theatre. Is the answer Emmys? Oh, it's Tonys. Grammys is music, Emmys is TV and film, and Tony's is theatre. OK, let's go back to the categories.
I think I'll go with celebrities next, please.
All right, for how many?
And I'm going to go for three as well, please.
OK, we'll have a celebrities question for three counters, please. What is the first name of Henry Fonda's only son? Peter, Michael or Paul?
It's going to be a pure guess yet again.
Do any of them sound right?
Peter Fonda sounds probably more likely. So I'm going to go with Peter.
Should we light it up?
Please, Ben.
We're going to go with Peter Fonda. We've gone with Peter. Yes, okay. Well done, Keith. Back on track. Three counters.
Back to drop zone one, please.
Light it up, please.
Got to be over the left now.
Yeah, it does. Go on, then.
Oh.
Just had a little think about that, didn't it?
Yeah.
Let's get flat. Yeah. OK, now.
So you can pick up some counters.
Hopefully. Split them.
Yeah. There it goes.
Here we go. So £150 goes across the tipping point there, Keith. Let's add that in. £2,700. Two more to put in.
Drop zone one, please.
Fire up, please. Come on. Not having it at all,
keeps finding the right, doesn't it?
It does, it really does.
That's one over.
Set up the tipping point nicely. Keep going right, keep. We need one on the left. One more to go.
OK. Drop zone one, please.
Light it up. Go on.
Settle.
Just slid out, didn't it? Go on, go on, nudge on it. Go on, go on,
got
squeeze
a little
it on,
touch
squeeze
on it.
OK, that's all right. So, look, £2,700. Stubborn as it's being, that jackpot counter has now gone just over that top shelf, so...
Yep.
Let's go back to the categories.
I'm going to go with geography now, please, Ben, and for three.
We'll have a geography for three questions, please. Named after the famous artist, Constable Country refers to which English county? Suffolk, Norfolk or Cambridgeshire?
Well, I think I've got a good idea about this one.
Great. Because?
At the Hay Wayne was set in Suffolk. So it has to be that. That is my answer.
Suffolk.
Suffolk? Yes.
We're going to take Suffolk. Is the answer Suffolk? Yes, well done, no problem. Right, three counters.
Drop zone one.
Drop zone one, please. Get over, go.
Oh, watch a bit of movement
it. Yeah,
there.
I think they might. Go on, shove it over, go on.
Oh.
And then it's shifted again, hasn't it? OK. £200 goes in. We're up to £2,900 in the bank. Two more to go.
Drop zone one.
Light it up, please.
Oh, again.
Miles away.
Mystery counter
there. Yeah, shove that towards the edge, it'd be nice, wouldn't it? A few more there. Five more across the tipping point there, so another £250. £3,150. Just working so hard to get that jackpot counter. Let's get it on the bottom shelf with this drop here.
Drop zone one.
Light it up, please.
Left again. Right against.
Can we get some? Come on now. Shove it. A little nudge on it. Did took a nudge, but nothing. Certainly not dramatic enough. That's another two, Keith, another £100. The counters are dropping over the tipping point, £3,250. The one counter we need to drop is that jackpot counter. And that's still there on the top shelf. Okay, let's go to the last category. Sport.
Yeah, it's gotta be three.
Sport for three, please. The Melbourne Cup is competed for in which sport? Cricket, rugby union or horse racing?
Well, my dad was a big horse racing fan, so he would have watched this. So I'm going to go with horse racing.
Should we like to have horse racing?
Absolutely.
We're going to take horse racing, please. The Melbourne Cup, is it competed for in horse racing? Yes, it is. No problems. Right.
Well, I've got to stay with drop zone one.
I think so. Light it up, please. Two in the right place, and we are on the money.
No.
Still not having it.
Doesn't want it now, does it?
I think if you even get it one over, it could nudge with a bit of lateral movement. We'll take two there, though. That's £100. £3,350. Two more to go.
Drop zone one.
OK, light it up, please.
Just going to find a gap.
So, Keith, we've still not had any joy with that jackpot count. You've got one more to put into the machine. What are your thoughts?
Ben, I can't see that coming out in a month of Sundays, so I think it's time to actually concede and go and soon pick up some money from one of the other drops, I think. So, drop zone three.
Let's try drop zone three, see if we can pick up as much money as we can with this drop. Let's make sure we get it down and flat here, Keith. I'm not sure if that's going to go flat. Come on now. Oh!
story of my life.
Oh, dear. So nothing with that last drop. That was supposed to be the lucrative one.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, Keith, look, we're out of questions and we're out of categories. You've got yourself £3,350. As you know, at this stage, usually I offer you a trade, three last counters to put into the machine for all the money that you've amassed there in the hope of getting out our jackpot counter. Given how it's gone, I think I know what the answer's going to be, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Keith, would you like to take the money or would you like to take the trade?
Ben, as much as 10,000's tempting, I'm going to take what I've got.
I think you're very wise. Very well done,
Thank
Keith.
Thank you very much.
£3,350. Not a bad day's work.
No, pretty good. Pretty good day.
Have you enjoyed yourself?
Absolutely fantastic. Been wonderful.
We've loved having you. And, of course, you're off on a glamping break as well.
That'll be interesting
It'll
as well.
It'll be fabulous. Thanks for coming in and taking part, Keith.
Thank you very much.
So there you go. Keith leaves with £3,350. He's off to do a bit of glamping. But he's leaving the jackpot counter where it is. Join us next time when the fate of four more payers will hang in the balance on Tipping Point. Goodbye.